Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been more than a year since Maria Merida moved about freely, more than a year since she's gone to the grocery store or taken a walk. In that time, Merida has been staying in a Boston-area church, living in so-called sanctuary, in the hopes of avoiding U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. WBUR Shannon Dooling met Merida shortly after she arrived at the church and recently spoke with her again. She has this update.
Maria Merida says she's been keeping busy in the year since we met. She has English classes 6 days a week and smiles when she says she can now read some things in English. Every now and then, she'll venture into the vegetable garden in the church yard, but that's rare. She never goes farther.
This is a problem that I'm examining myself. There's something in my heart that makes me sad. I don't feel like going outside. I feel like if I go outside, I'm going to want to go home. So I'd rather just stay in.
Merida is from Guatemala and has a final order of removal after entering the U.S. illegally in 1994. Her husband was deported back to Guatemala in 2016 and her eldest son last year. Before these recent years of upheaval, she and her family lived in Lynn for more than a decade. Her husband worked as a gardener and their children went to school. Three of her sons, now 23, 19, and 17, are U.S.-born citizens. They're living on their own. The two youngest boys have dropped out of high school since Merida has been living at the church, which she says breaks her heart. She tries keeping in touch with text messages, but the boys aren't able to visit often. She last saw them around Christmas.
That's what I'd love the most, to be with my sons. But I can't go there because at any moment ICE can come to the house and take me. So I feel safer here, although I'm sad. I'm not happy because my heart is broken for my sons, for my family. So here I have the security that I'm protected.
Still, she worries. Her eldest son was the primary source of income for the younger boys after their father was deported, and now the boys are largely on their own.
My son, when he was here, he was like a father for them. He told them to go to school, and they'd go to school. Now what happened destroyed everything, because now there's no father, no big brother, there's no mother. The boys are alone in the house.
Merida says she fears for her life if she's deported back to Guatemala, where she was in an abusive relationship before marrying her husband. Because of these fears, we've agreed not to identify the location of the church where she's living. Her attorney is waiting to hear back from the Board of Immigration Appeals on whether Merida's case will be reopened and whether she'll be able to continue with an asylum claim. In the meantime, Merida is coming up on celebrating her second birthday living in the church. She shuffles through a large pile of cards written to her last year from members of the congregation. She says this year she hopes to celebrate outside of the church.
Sí, 54 años cumplo. Y quisiera estar libre allá afuera, respirando el aire puro, pero yo sé que pronto viene mi bendición.
I'll be 54 years old, she says, and I would like to be free, outside, breathing fresh air. But I know that soon my blessings will come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.